Well, it's Sunday, the 14th? 15th of September, I think. And morning thoughts this morning come very late, approximately 11 a.m. Well, the reason being that a very late decision last evening to come along and do a car boot here in our hometown. So there will be not the natural sounds of my garden early in the morning, but the sounds of a bustling car boot in town at 11 a.m. No matter. I wouldn't want to not record my thoughts in the morning. And rather than let my mind wander this morning, I think I'd just rather talk about an incident that just happened, which I would dearly love to have happened and done it in the morning when things were quiet. A surprise meeting at our stall a short while ago was an old friend and fellow tradesman, if you like, from my last place of work in industry. Old John, as he was always known, Old John. And John, a tall, proud man, very quiet, one of those guys who always thinks before he answers. And so, strange as it may seem, and he only stays a few miles from here, I've never actually spoken to John in the 12 years since that place closed. And so, the surprise this morning when the voice called from the other side of the table to see his face, and he's never changed. He doesn't look a day older, and he tells me now he's 79. And he was there with his daughter, Ellen. And John lost fairly shortly, within a few years of him retiring, as it were. His wife Ellen died, and Ellen was a great character, a great church goer, not our church, but a Christian church, and she was larger in life, effervescent, organised everything, was involved in everything, such a great, great lady. Heart of gold. John was a quiet, retiring type, as I said, ever thoughtful. And he was very sad when Ellen died, because according to all I heard, John had not become reclusive, but had switched off from doing the things he used to love doing, including him and Ellen taking runs in their car up the Trossachs in Scotland or to various parts of Scotland. And he switched it all off and just apparently comes into our town, which is the bigger of the town, on the market days and wandered round about aimlessly. It was a shame to hear that. And you know, those thoughts that come into your mind, and people say often that the wrong one went first. And some people say that might be a horrific thing to say, but I find it can be true in certain circumstances. If John had went first, Ellen would, first of all, being a woman who tend to deal with bereavement and after loss much, much better than us men in general. But because she was so involved with things, church and women's guilds and all kinds of things, she would have all those activities and all those friends and communities that she would have been still a part of and continued a fully active life. And because John was actually the one that was left, who was the quiet retiring guy, he just become more quiet and more retiring. And we've seen this many a time, and we are not alone in making this statement, and no doubt others listening may have heard or actually made that statement themselves, that the wrong one went first. And that is a reflection on how things can turn out to the one that's left behind. But it was still nice to see John, and we had a good wee blether. He actually looked and sounded great, to be honest with you. He spoke freely and openly and told me he was into wood and metal turning, and he was inventing wee things. He was very good with his hands. And I'm glad to hear that, because I had this vision of him mulling around the house, and he was never a television man, so I had this idea of him sitting in the corner with a book and the mantelpiece clock ticking in silence, or ticking within the silence, I should say, of the room. But nope, he's keeping himself active, but still at home. And I did ask him if he still jaunted up north, and he said he's never been up north for years. So it's a shame. So my thoughts this morning are basically on those lines of the people that are left behind and how they cope with life, and how it would have been if things were reversed.